Greatest Story Ever Sold by Frank Rich. Read by Grover Gardner. Introduction. On that crisp blue Tuesday morning, I got the news, as most did, by phone. It was my sister-in-law calling from her office in Midtown Manhattan. She and her husband lived a block from the World Trade Center. "We're okay," she said. "What are you talking about?" I asked. "Turn on the television," she said. Thus began a day unlike any other that Americans of post-Pearl Harbor generations had seen. In my shock, the only analog I could summon was the assassination of President Kennedy, which happened on a similarly placid day, a Friday afternoon, when I was a junior high school student in Washington, D.C. Then, as on September 11, 2001, we knew we were experiencing some great, yet at some fundamental level, incomprehensible national trauma. Then, too, you could pick up the phone and not get a dial tone. Then, too, life in the foreground shifted into slow motion, if it was stirring at all, while the grave murmur of the network anchors continued without pause in the background. Then, too, we had to awaken to the reality that our country and our lives were in the hands of a Texas politician who, up to that moment, had not been counted among the more inspiring or impressive American leaders. But there were some differences. We'd never before seen colossal towers with thousands of people in them, perhaps people we knew, collapse into dust in real time before our eyes. When my wife and I briefly turned away from the TV screen to look out of our window,